the mother deer. The forest was very still in the early morning. The rising sun lit up the earth, the forest, and the plains. The mountains glowed with a beautiful light, and the water glistened as the light hit the ripples in the stream. Everything was peaceful. Suddenly, a man appeared. He hurried across the stream and reached a meadow. He stopped, looked around him, as if he was looking for something. This man had a strong face, big ears, eyebrows like swords, and eyes like a tiger's. He had an adventurer's hat on his head. He held a bow in his left hand, and his quiver of arrows hung on his right hip. He looked vigorous, tough, and lively. He loved the great outdoors, and he especially loved hunting. His name was Shu. He spotted a fawn coming out of the forest. Shu smiled and knocked an arrow. Zip! The fawn fell over almost as soon as the sound of the bowstring was heard. Shu was proud of his good shot. Just as he was about to go pick up his game, he saw the fawn's mother running to her child. When the mother deer saw what had happened to her baby, she whimpered and cried and licked her baby's wound. Shu had never expected this to happen. He watched as the mother tended her baby, but Shu's aim had been too accurate. The wound was too deep, and before long, the little deer died. When the little deer died, its mother fell down dead as well. Shu was amazed. He could not figure out why the mother deer had died too. He took out his hunting knife and cut open her corpse to find out what was wrong. He saw that her organs, that everything inside of her, had broken into tiny pieces. The mother deer was so sad that her baby had been killed, that everything inside of her had burst from her sorrow. Shu then became terribly sorry for what he had done. Right away, he broke his bow across his knee and threw his arrows into the stream. He left his home and went deep into the mountains to find a teacher. He worked hard for many years, and finally, he became a great Buddhist, a great peacemaker.